There we go. Watch your step.
I can't feel my face, Charlie.
You just had two wisdom teeth pulled. Watch the drool.
A blonde woman smashes the windscreen of a silver BMW with a baseball bat.
Whoa, look at that.
That is a very sexy woman.
I'm sorry? That arouses you?
How are you doing?
Charlie, walk away.
Thanks. This could be interesting.
The woman takes a swing at the bonnet of the car.
You got a nice swing.
Thanks.
Try stepping into it. You get more power that way.
You mean like this?
Off comes the wing mirror.
Oh, yeah. Dial 1 on the area code, because that is long distance.
Shall we? Let's go. This woman is queer. We are lunatic.
Yeah, but look at the passion. The fire. The ass.
The left tail light gets shattered.
Is this your car?
Do I look crazy to you?
Well, frankly.
So whose car is it? Cheating boyfriend?
No. Psychiatrist.
Rear window.
Charlie, psychiatrist. What more do you need to heal?
So you're beating up your shrink's car?
He said I have anger issues.
The attractive denim miniskirted woman pops the rear window and flicks her blonde locks aside.
The quack.
Then he hit on me.
A horny quack.
Hey, hold this for me.
Oh, good. I'm on deck.
Charlie holds the bat as she crouches and deflates a rear tire.
Oh man, this is gonna take forever. Either one of you guys got an ice pick?
They feel around in their pockets.
Don't cars like this usually have an alarm system?
Thanks a lot.
Let's get out of here, Charlie.
Hey! You're not just gonna leave me here, are you?
Yes. Helen, Charlie.
Now she's in their car.
So how come Mushmouth gets shotgun?
Men, 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 manly men, 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 men.
With ITFC audio description.
Damn shrink. Antidepressants, tranquilizers, sleeping pills. You want any of these?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure? Because you seem a little edgy.
No, I'm a lot edgy.
She leans over, winds down Alan's window, and lobs the pills out onto the street.
Isn't all that stuff on the wood a little dangerous?
To who? Raccoons? They can't get past the childproof cap. I gotta say, I really appreciate this, guys.
No problem.
Big problem.
Frankie.
Charlie.
She turns to Alan and raises her eyebrows.
Alan.
Alwyn?
Not Alan. Alan.
Alwyn a little slow?
Yeah. But I make up for it by being a little fast.
I know your type.
You do, huh?
Yep. Don't care for it particularly.
So, where can we drop you?
Well, that's the thing. I really don't have anywhere to stay.
Why? Did you escape from someplace?
Oh, great. Pot shots from Spittle Boy. And if you must know, I'm having family problems. Charlie, you wouldn't happen to know of a place I could crash tonight, would you?
Charlie glances sideways and smirks.
Oh, crap.
Alan's less than enthused. Later.
Here we are. Shay, Charlie.
Great house. Oh, wow. You're right on the beach. I've got to go for a swim.
She walks straight to the French doors and strips her top off. She turns, winks, and gives the thumbs up.
Charlie? Charlie? She's taking her clothes off.
Yeah. Is this a great country or what?
Dad, here's Charlie.
Hey, guys.
Rose, what are you doing?
We're playing mummy on a chair.
I'm the mummy.
Rose wheels Jake away. Alan gets the door.
Judith. Hi.
Is Jake ready to go?
Hang on. Jake, your mom's here. Charlie, why don't you go out on the deck and keep an eye out for approaching squalls?
I'm on it.
Judith cuts Alan a look.
It's squall season.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetheart. What is he doing?
He's playing mummy on a chair.
Well, where's the chair?
I don't know the rules, Judith.
Charlie's outside on the balcony. Rose joins him.
Hey, Rose. Thanks for babysitting.
Oh, no problem. We had fun.
Good.
So who's the naked lady?
I'm not really sure. She was trashing a car with a baseball bat when we left the dentist's office, and, you know, one thing kind of led to another.
So you met cute. That's nice. But, you know, you may want to be careful with a girl like that, Charlie. One day it's baseball bats and windshields. The next day you wake up with your testicles super glued to your thigh.
Point taken.
I'm sorry about that, by the way.
Water under the bridge.
Hurry up, Jake. Your mother's waiting.
Remember, I'm bringing him back tomorrow night so I can see my parents. Why is there a woman's shoe on your floor?
Mummy on a chair is a very complex game.
Bye, Dad.
See you, pal.
Tell your brother he's a pig.
I'll leave a note on the fridge.
God, I needed that.
Me too.
It's like all my insanity and rage have just been washed away.
That's good, because you know all your drugs are on the Coast Highway.
So where can I take a nice hot shower?
Charlie glances at Alan, who's holding Frankie's shoes.
I said where, not with whom.
They point towards the bathroom.
You guys are so cute.
Right back at you.
Good, Charlie. Keep hitting on the deranged woman. While you're at it, why don't you try humping a bear trap?
Alan, open your eyes. That is an intriguing and exciting woman, a rare and magnificent jewel.
She's hot and you're horny.
Saying.
Later, they're sitting round the kitchen table with a meal. Charlie pours drinks.
I just love warm sake.
Me too. Tora, Tora, Tora.
They clink and nick the drinks.
You know, Frankie, there are many fine hotels in the area.
I can't stay in a hotel.
Why not?
Wow, that is a very good question.
She carries on eating while Alan leans in expectantly. Charlie gives a shrug.
So, where are you from?
Guess.
I wouldn't know where to begin.
Okay.
She carries on while Alan gives Charlie a what's with her look. Charlie returns a shrug that says,
Here I am yakking about myself. What about you guys? Alan, what do you do?
Oh, wow. Good question. Guess. How about that?
Alan, don't be childish.
She started it.
He's a chiropractor.
Really? That's terrific. I have so much respect for what you guys do.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. See that, Charlie? My brother thinks I'm just a glorified masseuse.
Alan leaves the table.
I never said glorified.
Charlie, you are so wrong. Chiropractors are like angels of healing. These hands have amazing powers to bring relief and even pleasure.
Hey, these aren't exactly hooks.
Do you get regular chiropractic work?
Are you kidding? Once a week. In fact, I'm in desperate need of an adjustment right now.
Well, let me get my table. I'll fix you right up.
Awesome. Do you want me with clothes or without?
She scuttles off after Alan, leaving Charlie sitting back in his chair as a puzzled frown plays across his face, as if to say, how did that happen? He cocks his head to one side, then slowly rubs his forefinger and thumb together. Later, Frankie's lying alone across a bed, talking into a mobile phone.
So are they looking for me? You didn't say anything, did you? I gotta go. I love you. I'll see you soon.
Come in!
I was just going to go to bed, and I wanted to see if you needed anything. Towels, sheets, vodka.
No, I'm great. Thanks. Alan got me totally gelled out with that adjustment. Man, you are so lucky to have him right here in this house.
Yeah, I'm living a dream. So listen, if you need to talk to somebody about, you know, anything, I'm here.
I see that.
Okay, then. Well.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah?
I think you're a really cool guy.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have sex with you.
She's lounging back on the bed and grinning at Charlie, who stands with a resigned smile, nodding and thinking of something to say. After a little more head bobbing...
Ever?
She waves at him.
Good night, Charlie.
Good night.
Charlie leaves. In his hand, there's a bottle of white wine.
Okay. Round one to the hot, crazy chick.
Ma'am, deep tissue massage, pancakes. If you had a TV on your forehead and could breathe through your ears, you'd be perfect.
Nobody makes you pancakes where you live? Not your husband? Boyfriend? Girlfriend? Mother, father, grandma, cellmate?
All Alan's questions are met with a flash of dazzling white teeth. Charlie comes downstairs, preening himself.
Round two. Ding.
He heads into the kitchen.
Morning, Frankie.
Morning, Charlie.
Morning.
Yeah. So, Frankie. Boy, that is a pretty name. How'd you sleep?
Great. Except I had this wild, erotic dream. And I woke up all drenched in sweat.
The brothers stand transfixed.
Can you pass the syrup?
Alan gets it.
Sure, yeah. Thanks, sweetie. You're a doll.
Alan stands back, almost bursting with smugness, but he soon meets Charlie's icy stare.
I can't thank you guys enough for letting me stay here last night. I just wish there was some way I could repay you.
Well, for a start, you could tell us something about yourself. Anything, really.
I wouldn't mind hearing more about that dream.
All right. I guess I can trust you guys. Charlie? Alan? I know this may sound totally crazy, but I work for a secret government agency, and my current mission is... I'm sorry, you should see your faces. You guys are so easy. All right, I'm gonna go take a bath. Who wants to scrub my back? Too late! Sometimes I just crack me up.
She's off, leaving Alan to syrup his own waffle. The atmosphere's tense.
What do you got going for today?
Nothing. I was just gonna hang around the house.
Yeah, me too.
No work, no errands.
Not a thing.
Maybe you could see a movie.
I've seen a movie.
Come on, Alan. Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
Why don't you just admit that you're interested in Frankie?
I'm not.
You're not.
Honest to God.
Fine.
But hypothetically, if I were interested in her, would you care?
Of course I would. You're my brother. I don't want to see you get your feelings hurt.
Aha! Aha! So you just assume that if we were both interested in the same woman, you would come out on top.
Charlie sits in a big armchair with a paper.
Aren't you going to say anything?
What? There was no question there.
God, you are such an arrogant jerk.
See? Your feelings are hurt.
My feelings are fine. I think the real issue here is Frankie clearly likes me better and it's driving you crazy.
No. No. What's driving me crazy is that you fought tooth and nail to keep the lunatic out of this house, but now that she's here, you want her.
I never said I wanted her.
But you think that if you did want her, you could have her even if I wanted her too. Aren't you going to say something?
There was no question there.
Okay, fine. Take your best shot. Let me just give you a little heads up. I am way out in front.
Oh, yeah? How do you figure?
Frankie and I have already discussed having sex.
Charlie leaves to play piano. Alan walks across the living room with a bundle of red towels.
What are you doing? I just thought Frankie might like some fresh towels.
I already gave her fresh towels.
Really? Well, aren't you towel-y towelerson all of a sudden?
You know, Alan, it's not my fault.
What's not your fault?
That I've always been more successful with women than you.
Have been, Charlie, have been. We're not teenagers anymore. Your bad boy act just might be wearing just a little thin.
Or you just might be a little jealous.
Jealous?
Don't tick me.
Hey, when the occasion calls for it, I have every right to.
Frankie enters and joins in.
What? I thought we were doing funny noises. That was an elephant.
Oh, yeah. Elephant.
It was good.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
good.
No, it was really good. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm ready to go. Can one of you guys give me a ride?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Great. Who's driving?
I will. I got the Jag.
I got the Volvo. Oh.
Mine's faster.
Mine's safer.
Alan, stop competing with me.
Why don't you stop competing with me?
Why should I stop? I'm winning.
Like hell you are.
Like hell I am. Ask Frankie.
Why don't you ask Frankie?
I don't need to ask Frankie.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid I'm going to hit you so hard I'll be an only child.
Oh, yeah? Bring it on.
Hey, stop it, stop it. What is wrong with you two? Your family, your brothers. Do you understand how precious that is? Do you have a clue the pain you feel when a family rips itself apart and there is no one to replace them? I mean, that's it, you know? You're all alone in the world, and it's just horrible.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, look, we're not fighting.
Yeah, we love each other, see? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it doesn't matter who drives, you know, we'll both come.
Good, let's go.
They pull up outside a substantial brick mansion-style house with topiaried hedges.
Wow. Nice house.
Yeah. All right, I just got to pick up a few things, and then I was hoping you could take me to the train station.
Train station? Where are you going?
I don't know. I'll figure something out.
Well, if it helps any, you're welcome to stay with us for a couple more days.
Oh, I couldn't impose.
It's no imposition.
Yeah, we like having you.
Are you sure?
It's settled. You're staying with us.
Oh, man. How much do I love you guys? I'll be right back.
She inadvertently squashes Alan against the dashboard as she clambers from the rear of the two-door Jaguar.
What a nice girl.
Yeah. Of course, we still don't know a damn thing about her.
True. Although that is one big-ass house she lives in. Mm. Or is robbing.
And that would make us the duped getaway drivers.
Moron accessories to grand theft. Yeah.
That's a major felony, is what that is.
Oh, yeah. Hard time.
Their smiles drop as a dawning realization comes across their faces. They glance at each other.
I can't do hard time, Charlie. I have allergies.
That's going to be your biggest problem.
Watch your head, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Joni.
Hi.
Okay, we can go now.
Where are we going, Mommy?
We're gonna go to Charlie and Alan's house, hon. It's a wonderful place where those awful people will never find us.
You were right. We should have taken the Volvo. Stay tuned for scenes from the next Two and a Half Men. Next on Two and a Half Men.
Are you guys gay?
Unfit how?
You know.
You gotta get her out of here.
You can take your damn money and stick it up your white bread, country club, tournament of roses, liposuctioned ass.
Just met your brother's latest stuff.
Why do you assume it's his stuff?
What, is it yours?
No, but it's not his either.
Hold on there, Pecos Bill.
No, I like girls. Just not into 8-year-olds.
Bad news is that wasn't my shrink's car.
It's been so long since any.
Alan and Charlie are consigned to the spare bed.
Come on. Don't you want to.
Frankie snogs Alan.
Coffee?
Frankie and Alan breakfast together. Charlie hovers nearby.
I'm the extra guy.
I'm wrapped tighter than an airport sandwich. Here, I'm running late. You're gonna get laid tonight.
Why doesn't she just kick me in the balls?
Man.